sunny and cooler with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's Thursday night, it's 8 p.m., and you should be right where you are, listening to your radio. You're out in the truck, you're listening, because it's a beautiful, balmy night here late in the fall, October 1st already, or maybe you're streaming at fmtalk1065.com or listening on TuneIn Radio, wherever you are. We are thankful for you being here, and we know why you're here. Fake news, propaganda, we got to get through it. What is really going on out here? And that's why you come to Common Sense Radio every Thursday night to get your update. And you wonder, how is it possible every Thursday night at 8 p.m. we are right here, we come to you. And no matter what the weather does, whether there's hurricanes, whether there's riots, whether there's debates, it doesn't matter. We are here. And this week, the electrons were again sanitized. They were masked. Mm-hmm. They were quarantined when a debate tried to break out. However, the Commandante of the electrons said there will be no further discussion. And they were silenced. And that's why they are streaming to you in high fidelity tonight, because of the iron hand of the Commandante of the electrons, our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate those kind words. Commandante.
I like that.
I like that. Yeah.
I like that one. Yeah, the girls absolutely do, too. He's single. Text the Commandante. 251-343-0106.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Should I tell them to text pictures?
No,
don't go there.
I'm going to go down that road.
See what happens when Teresa's not here?
I know.
It's just totally out of control. Totally out of control. Speaking of that, our director of quality assurance is still in football season, so she is on assignment with young men. Her young men, her sons, getting them. Well, that's what I said. Her young men. They're young men.
Yeah, they are young men.
Fine young men. They play sports, and so they're in the football thing. They're all playing. They're busy. So hopefully she will return in a couple of weeks. But Teresa Taylor, Director of Quality Assurance and head of the whole research department, co-host, executive producer, Gold Star Wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor. We miss you, Teresa.
Yes, we do. Yes, we
do. Not as much as the listeners do, because Mark and I are totally unsupervised. Okay. Did somebody just text a picture? No, never mind. Don't look at that. Okay. All right. Look, we've got lots to go through. There's a debate. The worst lie ever. They keep repeating the SCOTUS fight. Mask madness is extended in Alabama. Ballot harvesting. And then, there was the return. I talked about that. That was that big prayer rally.
Right.
And then there was
prayer
march last Saturday. And folks, if you didn't watch any of it, I think it's pretty much all up on YouTube or Rumble, which is the competitor to YouTube now. Did you hear about that?
I did Rumble. Not know. Rumble. Okay.
Rumble.
I have to keep that in
mind.
Because,
you know, YouTube will censor you. Rumble won't.
So I'll have to put Rumble right next to Parler.
Next to Parler. Well, Parlay if you're sophisticated. Parler if you're from the deep south.
There you go, buddy.
There you go.
I'm glad to see about that.
Anyway, no, it was an all-day long, really, prayer rally, and my wife watched the whole thing. I watched most of it as I worked in and out of the yard. It was actually very moving and very well done. I mean, and I say that because, like, it was like 8 hours.
Long time.
A long time. But each segment was so good, you were like, wow, that's pretty good.
Stick around for the next one.
That's right. Now, I can't say anything about that because in football season, I might have been known to lay on a couch for about 12 plus hours watching college football from, you know, early in the morning. So
8 a.m. until 11 p.m.
Until it's
pretty
over.
Much,
it's
yeah.
like... My wife will come out. What are you doing?
Yeah.
West Coast is playing.
Right.
What?
Right.
So, anyway, it was really good. It was moving, and it was exactly what this country need is to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And it said to pray, to repent, to return to God. That's why I call it the return, and seek salvation and pray for this country. Not just for each of you individually, and it is. I'm not trying to slight that. I mean, in
sure.
Each person's individual salvation is of utmost importance, but the salvation of this country is also pretty important to all of us who want to live here instead of living in tyranny somewhere else,
right?
Or here, in
or
tyranny.
Here,
right? So
don't,
I
don't
recommend
want to live in
it.
Tyranny anywhere,
right? If you missed any of it, you really should go. Catch some of those videos wherever you can find them on the internet. They're really good. TheReturn.org. Go check it out. It was good. Okay. So anyway, let's just get into the big one, the debate. Watch the debate?
I did. All 90 minutes or so of it.
I watched the whole thing. I started out drinking wine. I was drinking bourbon by the end. I had to switch midstream.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I know it's been unpacked. I think there were so many missed opportunities for the president that, and I think it started from the very first question with
right.
the Supreme Court Justice,
right.
Where he started off by saying, well, I won the election and elections have consequences. Well, that's true. And I think that's a good point and a valid point, but I would have preferred from me as a constitutional lover from that perspective to say, well, a president is elected for 4 years. The Senate is, you know, elected for
right.
a full term, you know. And so according to the Constitution, this is one of the obligations. This is one of the jobs. The Constitution lays out exactly what
yep.
is supposed to be done. And so I fulfilled my obligations under
the
Constitution.
The Senate's supposed
to do their job. And by the way, I did win the election and elections have consequences.
Right.
And I wish he had gone that way with it instead of,
it went
know,
immediately into brawl.
Yeah, yeah. And that's just me personally.
And I think that was a problem because the interesting thing is if you go read the transcript, just read the transcript,
mm-hmm.
you're like, oh, yeah, that's good. That was good. The transcript actually reads pretty good. That's a good point. Good point. Good point. But in the medium, and I know this in radio because every now and then we'll get a caller who wants to filibuster. And when you start talking over each other, and my wife gets on me about it all the time.
Right, right.
People don't like that in conversation. It's not just too contentious. It's too confusing.
That's right.
You don't understand what's going on. Points are missed because he interrupts, and we're going to get into that, and you miss what Trump actually just said. He just made the point, but you missed it because Wallace or Biden interrupted him or Trump interrupted Biden or whatever.
Right.
So
right.
I think the medium, and you would think a guy who did TV would better appreciate that.
I mean, it
wasn't a rally. It wasn't a brawl.
I kind of think I understand the tactics that he was
right.
trying to use, but he may change tactics in the second debate. Should
it's a
there
town
be a
hall? It's a town hall, so it should be a very different debate. You're gonna be talking to people.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. To get right down on the ground with it, this was actually probably closer to a traditional debate
right.
than what we have seen in past years, past presidential air quote
right.
debates. This was probably a little closer to what a true debate.
They should have let them have a real back and forth.
Yeah,
which they were trying to have, but they both did it. Would talk over each other or interrupt each other. It's like, okay, you gotta. I know you got a good point, but you got to let that guy finish because we're not really getting your point because we were trying to listen to that guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so, and I think that was what turned some people off just in general. But I guess why it's frustrating, and maybe I'm wrong about this, I've been thinking about this, is I felt that didn't move the ball.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because the Trump people saw and heard a Trump they love, that they know. The Biden people were like, I don't know that they know and love Biden, but they were like, hey, he was awake and knew where he was for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So they were
if he hadn't, and here's the other thing, and I know you're going to get into it as well. You know, so many times when Biden was doing his answer to a question or his response or whatever it was, Chris Wallace would throw him a lifeline or actually
Trump would interrupt him.
The president would interrupt him, and that would throw him the lifeline, because then he had a moment to gather his thoughts and say, man, and look at the camera and say, man, he's nothing but a clown.
I know.
Are you people hearing this? God has thought back together, got him back on talking point.
Yep.
Where if
there
if,
were several times.
Several times.
I'm watching. Okay, he's about to go off the cliff. He's going. And Trump would interrupt. I go, stop. He's just about to step off the cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
I know. It was a little frustrating.
And to me, it was frustrating because I guess, and I think they obviously had a different strategy. My thought was Trump supporters are going to support Trump. Biden supporters are going to support Biden. It's the people in the middle or the people that are squishy.
It's that 3%.
Right.
Right in the middle.
And what they don't like about, and sadly, what they don't like about Trump is he's obnoxious and he's too forceful and he's a bully and all that. Well, we didn't give him anything.
I heard somebody.
I think he could have, though. I thought there, and see, Chris Wallace didn't bother me that much during the debate because I know who he's good is. The more I think about it and look at what he did, the madder I get. But during the debate, I wasn't that angry because I'm like, we know who he is.
Yeah.
I was frustrated because there were several times he popped up something that was really it wasn't a softball. It was a nasty curve, but you should have known and should have been able to hit it. And we kind of missed one. And one of the big ones we'll get into is that damn white supremacy one. That really torques me off. But now maybe what they're saying was they just wanted to show that Biden was weak. And they clearly did. Biden was strong. Yep. Biden was weak. Trump was strong. Trump spoke way more about policy. Biden just was platitudes. Oh, he's going to kill people. It'll be bad, but I will love you, and it will be better. I mean, it didn't get beyond that. And then, interesting enough, the polls, which I was a little surprised. C-SPAN had 53% said Trump won, and Telemundo, Spanish-speaking Telemundo, Latinos for Trump, 64%. Look, we'll unpack more of that and your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the...
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. We've been talking about the debate, but I was going to mention one thing, too.
What's that?
What was the big story over the weekend coming into the debate? The big story, bombshell, going to derail Trump.
I don't know.
Well, that's the right answer. Nobody knows.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know if I ever knew. Oh, taxes. Yeah.
But no, it's funny. Since the debate.
No taxes thing. You know.
Well, no, they came out and they really kind of recycled all this stuff. Oh, he's not really a billionaire. Oh, he didn't pay taxes. Well, unless you read it and you go, okay, he paid $750 in income tax, but he paid $24.7 million in the alternative minimum tax. Did you forget there's other taxes?
He only paid. Well, you know, when the first story first broke, he only paid $750. I'm thinking, man, I want to pick this guy's brain.
I want his account.
How did he do that? You know, my father, who did taxes for a mega corporation during his career, he was the VP in charge of tax planning and that sort of thing. And he always told me, he said, the way to do your taxes is to start on tax owed and put a zero in there and then work backwards.
Work
backwards from there.
I like that.
Any legal deduction, any legal credit you can take, any way of reducing your income.
Look, and really? Telling me that everybody out there is trying to minimize their tax bite?
Oh, absolutely.
Just like you try to minimize your electric bill, you try to minimize your water bill, you try to minimize your grocery bill.
That's why a lot of us hire accountants, you know?
Exactly.
We hope the fee we paid the accountant is going to save us in taxes.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, that's what it's all about. So anyway, but isn't it funny? Oh, because it was a dud. There was nothing in it. And then they tried the line for about a day. He's not really a millionaire. He's a faker. It's like, You're kidding me. We've seen this guy all over the globe for three or four decades owning this, flying in that, and now he's working, literally working for free for the United States.
Literally working for free.
Literally working for free. He donates,
his last one was to HHS for some. He donated money to the the Department of Health and Human Services to do something for underprivileged children of some kind or other.
Right.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but his entire
salary is donated. He literally works for free, folks.
Here's a check from the federal government signed over to to Donald Trump, $100,000,
and he gives
signed
it
over
to whoever
HHS.
He works for free. Yeah. And they're trying to say, well, he's a fake billionaire. Really?
Okay, well.
Okay, I mean, that one only lasted.
Sign me up then.
That didn't even last a day.
I'll be a fake billionaire with that lifestyle.
The whole tax thing. By the debate, it went away. So now.
I'm sorry. There was nothing there anyway.
It was nothing. But it wasn't it funny for about 3 days, starting from last weekend? Oh, this is going to get him. We got him. And then, now the debate, they have new stuff. Okay. Here's the thing that really aggravates me about this, and this actually goes into what the column is, which we'll get into a little bit later. And this is the more I think about it, why Chris Wallace really, he kind of didn't bother me, but the more I think about it, his question about, will you now condemn white supremacy? Are you prepared to do it? Folks, that is one of the worst, most pernicious, misleading questions ever. That is, Ken, do you always hear,
it's nothing
when did
but
you
a red
stop
herring.
Beating your wife,
yeah.
Mark?
It's nothing but a red herring.
It's a red herring, but it's exactly, the whole premise is, you were a white supremacist, or we think you're a white supremacist, or you like white supremacists, so you now ready. It really is. It's when did you stop beating your wife?
Yeah.
When did you stop drinking and driving? When did you stop cheating on your taxes?
Yeah.
Okay, don't ask that one. But when did you, it's that kind of question. And the amazing thing is the guy said, sure, I will do that. Because of the crosstalk, because Wallace is crosstalking, Biden's crosstalking, you're not getting that Biden's actually sure. Trump says, sure, I'm prepared to do that. But he immediately, this is where I'm frustrated, that he should have realized that this is a really bad lie, and he needed to grab this one, wrap it up, and shove it down their throats. And he didn't. He moved to the next point, which was an important point, which was, why are we talking about this? It's BLM and Antifa that is burning down the country. Why are you – I've already done this. Why do you keep asking me this? And it's kind of like the Kavanaugh thing. Judge, we understand that you used to go to gang rapes in high school. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally unfounded, and now you're defending the unfounded, the baseless, and then everybody's and then
go ahead and prove that negative, please.
Exactly.
It's impossible.
No,
and it's even more pernicious when it's a completely fabricated.
That's exactly right.
Thing
it's
that
totally
you have to
fabricated.
Prove a negative to. I mean, this is so far down the rabbit hole. That tactic is so far down the rabbit hole that it really lives well in Wonderland.
No, it actually does.
I mean,
and it is one of the most vicious.
The Queen of Hearts wrote that.
That's exactly right. Because it's one of the most vicious tactics of personal destruction, of character assassination.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I got frustrated with Trump, because even Biden repeated the Charlottesville thing. Short of walking over and choking Biden to death, Trump should have actually just grabbed that and went through the whole litany and put it once and for all. That is a complete lie. Not what I said. You took it out of context. Actually, wasn't took out of context. They didn't report what he said.
Exactly.
They literally lied about what the man said. And that is extremely frustrating to me, because that is so vicious, so destructive, so disgusting, because what they're doing when they do that is this is really cancel culture.
Yes, it is.
They're trying to cancel you. Because think about it. If you really are a racist, a murderer, a child molester, you're a really bad, evil person. So you know what? You don't get a seat at the table. You don't get a voice. We don't want you. Mm-hmm. You're voted off the island.
Right.
You're banished. You're not. Folks, that's what they're doing with this. This is not about, oh, we wish he would be a little better about this. We want to debate the ideas. No. This is character assassination to say you should never listen to a word mm-hmm. that President Trump says. And that's what Nancy Pelosi, we shouldn't have the debates. I don't know. And we shouldn't legitimize his nonsense. We shouldn't mainstream his thoughts.
Right.
Well, for at least half the country, they are mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's what really gets me. This is absolutely tyrannical socialist totalitarian tactics, and the more I think about it, I really get angry with Chris Wallace. It didn't really hit me that much during it because I, you know, Chris Wallace maintains his decorum pretty good.
But when I look
back at what he said, I go, you
let
sorry.
Let me tell you something about Chris Wallace. I used to be a Chris Wallace fan. I grew up with the 60 Minutes, Mike
yeah.
Wallace, and really was not, I'd watch it as a young adult and watch his tactics and his opinions and position. And it was like, I didn't know exactly why, but I can't stomach
right.
this guy. I just don't like this guy for some reason.
Right.
I don't like what he's saying. But when Chris Wallace came along and I started watching Fox News and becoming more involved, I thought, here's a guy, wow, you know, he went and followed his father's
right.
profession, but he is so much better. you couldn't tell what side of the issue he was on. And I think
until now.
I think until Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't know, during the Bush years, you didn't know during Obama years, you didn't know, you couldn't tell by his interviews and his questions what side he was on. You could tell from the very beginning of Trump's administration that he was an anti-Trumper.
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
Oh, no. And so.
And it showed itself, he showed his colors, you know, even
right.
brighter
right.
during this debate.
No. And we want to get into that because that's a big deal. People are talking about how uncivil it was, and then I see a lot on social media about how uncivil we are with each other. And it's all because of these baseless accusations, and we're going to get into that. But I will say before we close out this segment, look, people don't like that format. They don't like people talking all over each other. It's awkward, uncomfortable. Particularly women do not like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
But Trump did come across strong, and he hit him very hard on that. You're a leftist. Deny it. Are you going to pack the Supreme Court? He would not deny
right.
it. And then really, when you look at the white supremacy thing, what? Why did he go after Trump about that, but he let Biden off the hook? BLM and Antifa
yeah,
is the
yeah,
one who's been
exactly.
burning down the country for 6 months. But no, you don't have to condemn them. But hey, white supremacists who know you can't find one, right? You gotta go backwoods somewhere to find one. No, that's a crisis. Anyway, we'll get into more of that in the column and all sorts of stuff with calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. It's the bottom of the hour. We bring aboard a very special sponsor, and that is Mission First Mortgage. That's right. Look, housing market is hot right now. There are not that many houses. The inventory is low. There's not that many houses out there. So if you go house shopping, you better be ready. You better be loaded. You better know that you have an approved loan so you can buy the house of your dreams, because right now houses are hitting the market. They're not lasting. If it's a buy, if it's a good house, it's not lasting. You can't be messing around wondering if you're going to have the financing. You need to go to Mission First Mortgage. You need to be loaded for bear. You need to have that loan approval. You can get it quick. It's easy. Brian Dewberry over there, who's a Marine, great guy. He will get your financing. Your mortgage will be lined up, and you can hunt for houses like a trooper, like a real Marine, and get out there and just take down the house of your dreams because you have a loan, and you know you're approved, and you got it's like it's fast and easy. Go to Mission First Mortgage. It's Mission One. MortgageInc.com. That's too hard. Just give them a call at 251-289-1141. 251-289-1141. You got to check it out or just search on. I want to say Google anymore. I got to stop saying Google. I hate Google. Search on the internet like DuckDuckGo, Mission First Mortgage. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
I am eternally optimistic. And I happen to believe that we've made great progress from the days when I was young and when this country didn't even know it had a racial problem. I know those things can grow out of despair in an inner city, when there's hopelessness at home, lack of work and so forth. But I believe that all of us together, and I believe the presidency is what Teddy Roosevelt said it was, it's a bully pulpit. And I think that something can be done from there because the goal for all of us should be that one day, things will be done neither because of nor in spite of any of the differences between us, ethnic differences or racial differences, whatever they may be, that we will have total equal opportunity for all people. And I would do everything I could in my power to bring that about.
All right, that is brought to you by Mission First Mortgage. You can call them at 251-289-1141. That is from the presidential debate on the 28th of October, 1980, 40 years ago. And that was President Reagan debating Carter. And I picked that one because that's kind of...
Was that Carter or was that...
It was Carter in 80. Okay. Reagan Carter.
So the clip you sent me that I pulled that from was
It was multiple.
It was multiple
It
things.
Wasn't okay. just 80. There was other ones
I
in
heard,
there.
Okay. All
this
right.
one happened to be from 1980.
Because it started with the Mondale funny.
No, that's right. It started with the Mondale, but it had both 80 and 84.
Oh, okay, okay,
this
okay.
This one happened to be 1980.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I picked this one because it goes kind of with the debate and stuff we had. And it was, and I'm not trying to criticize President Trump. This was Reagan being very presidential and meeting and hitting this racial issue head on. Mm-hmm. And he was very presidential about it. Of course, the debate had a much different tone. I mean, I was watching some of the stuff, the debates from the 80s. And you know another difference? And maybe this is what we knew. It struck me when I was researching this.
Yeah.
You know, in the 1980, who the moderators were?
I don't recall. No.
You wouldn't know. No one would know. Because you know why? They were people from the League of Women Voters, from the Commission on they were academics they were not people you would know.
I miss the League of Women Voters putting on the presidential debates. I really miss that.
Right, because it was the moderator said, you know what? They've screwed up with this idea of the moderators, oh, we got to have a name like Chris Wallace or Jake Tapper or some other moron who has this media name, a celebrity, right? We need citizens.
Yeah.
We need the gal who's the president of the League of Women Voters for Alabama.
That nobody knows then and nobody knows to now. Yeah.
But we'll take the job very seriously to ask fair questions. That's who the moderators were. It was a panel.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
people that you wouldn't know who the heck they are. Much better debate. Anyway, I digress. This just showed he was optimistic. He hit it and he talked about it. But the thing I also reason I want to say it is Trump actually says these same things. He actually says the same things as what Reagan says. He just doesn't say it like Reagan said it.
Right. Well, I don't know
like
if we'll ever have anybody say it like Reagan said it ever
say it.
Again.
It's like your grandfather saying it, right?
Yeah.
In a very wise way. But, you know, but Trump is the man of the day, and he has to be Trump. So I have kind of restrained some of my criticism from the debate because he can't be Reagan. He's got to be Trump.
Sure.
I get that.
Sure.
So, and really, the more I think about it, at the time I just was frustrated because I knew people, a lot of women in particular, they hate that brawl.
Right, right.
You know, if it was just us guys with, you know, sitting around with some beers, yeah, hit him again. You know, we would kind of be okay with that. Right? But when you got, you know, your wife is there, your aunt's there, right, your godmother's there, your mother-in-law is there. Yeah.
Let me pause that, rewind that, and see that again. Yeah, I want to see that one again.
Ooh, that hurt. Right? But, you know, when the ladies are in the room, you got to have a little more decorum.
That's right.
Because they don't like it. And God bless them for that, because we'd be really bad.
Oh,
with
yeah.
As the listeners know, when Teresa is not here, what happened? Okay, look, I've gone on. Oh, I forgot. This all ties in with the column this week, The Most Destructive, Disgusting Lie. You can get it at BamaNewsNow.com. It's up there. And, folks, it's what we were talking about before the break. What they're doing to Trump with white supremacy is what BLM and Antifa are doing to the nation.
Burning it down.
They're saying Trump is a racist. He can't be listened to. You got to get rid of him. BLM and Antifa are saying we're racist, systemic racism in the United States. It must be removed, replaced, dismantled. It's mm-hmm. the same thing. Check out the column at BamaNewsNow.com. Let's go to Kevin online, whatever. I don't know, Mobile. Kevin, how you doing?
He's doing great. Always enjoying the show. You know, watching the debate, I had T-voted, but I watched it after I got off work. But, you know, it's just amazing, like, say, the hall pass and the softballs they were given to former Vice President Biden there and then attacking Trump here. But you know what kills me? They didn't get into the meat. When he asked him about to denounce the white supremacists, they should have immediately gone back and said, well, Vice President Biden, several years ago, didn't you not want your children to go to integrated schools because it was all over the news media, hadn't been brought back up because he called it the internal jungle right there.
Right.
He didn't
Hello.
Want his children going there. So nothing was brought up about that. So, you know, as far as like division, he was with the right person because he and President Obama in 8 years divided this country and they put us back pre 50, 60 years ago. It's on their watch when this happened. President Trump has done just the opposite. He's tried to help the inner cities go in and maintain themselves, help out schools, help jobs right there for minorities. And that's what's so sad. The man gets beat up before everything. You know, before he even starts, he's having to start a fight. And then one of the things that Biden said, they said, are you going to call out the governors on the West Coast there for all the violence with Antifa? And he says, I'm a private citizen now. Well, think about this. Before President Trump was a private citizen running as candidate Trump, what did they do? Obama and him are both investigating him, but when he goes into office, they've already got the Mueller report stacked up before he goes into office. He was a private citizen then. So the hypocrisy and double standards from these people
it's
lunacy. It is lunacy right there. We've got to go back to our core values here with our Judeo-Christian values. We got to get out there. We got to get the vote out. And we have got to start going on the offensive. Get off our heels and go on the offensive and tell your people, go vote. Vote
yep.
for President Trump. Vote for saving our country. And
yep.
get rid of Antifa and all these crazies out there. Vote them out of office.
Yep. Hey, Kevin, you bring up – there's a good point you're bringing up about the Obama and Biden. Why didn't they do something about all this racism? And I want you to think about this. This is actually in the column. LeBron James – is actually out there this recently over the summer, made this, said, look, our law enforcement, we have systemic racism in this country because our law enforcement is out hunting down young black men
yeah.
without cause. Now, think about how incendiary that is. Really? Wait a minute. You're telling me the racism in this country is so bad that the police in every state across this nation are literally just hunting down black men because they want to, because they think it's sport, because they just hate black people. So the thing is, if that is true, what did Obama and Biden do for 8 years? How is it possible in 2020 we still have this?
When you think about this, Kamala Harris in California, look at what she did with her three-strike rule right there. She put more brown and black people in jail under her watch than anybody else in California history, if you look by statistics there. These
right.
people are hypocrites. their flavor of the day. They say, look at me, look at me, look at me. And all the people in the NBA and Major League and the NFL that don't want to salute my flag or take care of my veterans right there, let me tell you what. It doesn't matter where you came from. If you're lucky enough to play a sport and get millions of dollars because you can run fast, hit a ball, or jump, or dunk a basketball right there, if you don't like what you're doing, if you don't like it, give all of your salary to somebody that will. Because I guarantee you, there's somebody out there that's poor that would love to be able to change their way of life. You're hypocrites is what you are. That's what all these sports players are right now. Now, I'm lumping them in throwing the baby with the bathwater out, but I'm tired of hearing all these guys get on TV. If you want to be a politician, go and throw your hat in the ring. Other than that, play your sport because you're an entertainer.
That's exactly right.
Good evening.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. And, you know, really the thing with what, you know why it's repulsive to people? Because it's not that BLM and these guys are supporting Black Lives Matter. What they're supporting is the demise of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What they're kneeling to and saying is the United States sucks, is corrupt, is evil, and must be destroyed. That's what they're saying. They're not saying it's about racism. So that's what gets people. All right, look, we'll be back with a call from Matt. Somebody else tried to call in, call back, or we'll take your text at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, there's a few things we didn't get into before we go back to the phone. Daphne, City of Daphne has a runoff next Tuesday.
Yes, they do.
So Colonel Steve Carey is a great guy, Air Force fighter pilot, retired Air Force, full bird colonel, fighter pilots, commanded thousands upon thousands of people. Owns a CertiPro painters here for South Alabama. So since he retired, he's had been a successful business owner in Daphne, would make a great mayor. So we're really pulling for Colonel Steve Carey, United States Air Force retired, to win that runoff next Tuesday. So get out and vote for him. And then we didn't get into the SCOTUS fight, but the president named Amy Coney Barrett, who's from New Orleans.
Yeah.
And a very devout Catholic. So they're already struggling because on the one side, that's how they – and this is what's so funny. This is how we show that abortion's okay. Well, you know, Joe Biden's a Catholic and Pelosi's a Catholic. You know, they're conscientious and, you know, they're pro-choice. What good Catholics? They endorse infanticide, right?
Right.
So
right,
here we have a Catholic who is devout and actually believes what – the Catholic Church teaches. Oh no, you're a kook. Yeah. You're a cultist.
Right, right.
I don't know if we can have somebody like you with your views. And you know what I say to that? Think about how crazy that is. They've turned it on its head that now faith in this country is detrimental. It's derogatory.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, we've seen this, you know, being chipped away for decades, actually.
Yeah.
The fundamental of the Judeo-Christian morality, ethics, the foundation, we've seen it being chipped away. I think it's even more adamant now during the COVID crisis that different governors, different mayors, liberal mayors, liberal governors, even on Easter Sunday when people were in their cars separated and got tickets, you know, fines, got because they were gathering. So, you know, what is the rationale behind that? There can be no other rationale than the fact that these people are
anti-Christian. They're absolutely anti-Christian.
So, you know,
the reason I brought it up is I want to go back to what the founders thought. You know when the founders wrote the Constitution and probably for the first century? If you were an atheist, that was a disqualifier.
Yeah.
If you did not fear God, you were not to be trusted under any circumstances in business or government.
Yeah.
Because I think it's Psalm 14:1, only a fool doesn't believe there's a God.
Right, right.
That's what I go back to. I look at the atheists and the leftists, the way they're trying to look at a devout Catholic— You tell me you're just secular, you have no faith, you're an atheist? No, I don't trust your orthodoxy and secularism. Right.
But you know that was not codified.
No, it wasn't codified. That's right.
As a matter of fact.
It was just a practice.
The Constitution does say that there is no religious
Sixth
test.
Amendment. There will be right. No litmus test.
No litmus test based on religion. Absolutely.
Oh, but now there is.
Now there is.
I just had to get that. Look, Matt's been holding for about 38 hours.
Bless his heart.
Matt from Mobile, what do you got for us?
Evening, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, good.
Hey, I've been listening to the show, man, and I had 2 points I wanted to bring up, but really I'm just going to go to one because Kevin, it's hard to follow up with his call. You know, he knocked it out of the park with the biased media and the way the debate went. But, you brought this up earlier, Pete. I really do wish for 2 minutes Trump would just shut his mouth and let Biden go, uncensored. Because his rebuttal and his response will just destroy him and slam him in the ground because the issues are on his side.
Yep.
You know, and a couple – the two big ones that I love was the economy when they brought up the COVID block. I mean, Trump nailed him to the cross talking
yep.
about if we had it your way, we would be in worse shape with the whole country shut down. And he is so right about that. And if he could just shut up and let the
right.
guy speak, and then the guy's going to do more damage to himself, then come back and nail him to the cross. I mean, just burn him down because the issues – I mean, Trump really did have really, really strong responses when they weren't fighting back and forth.
If you, like I said, if you read the transcript, it sounds a lot better.
It does sound a lot better. You're right. But you got to remember, that large block of electoral votes that he mopped up Hillary with, those were small deficits. I think less than 100,000 people determined a lot of those blocks. And, man, you know, we need all the swing voters we can get.
We need every one of them. And that's kind of why I had a little, I was like, golly, we could be getting some swing voters, but.
We could. But if we can energize the base, I mean, that's going to be the only way.
Oh, I think the base is energized. And I have heard a few people trying to say, look, they had a strategy to really make sure he was shown as weak. I don't know. I'm kind of with you. I was looking for the swing voters, that he could have grabbed some of those things and really gone through it. I mean, to me, it's kind of like what you're saying. It's kind of like when you go hunting, right? If you use a shotgun on a squirrel or a quail, there might not be, there might be anything left, right, on a small
exactly.
prey.
Right.
So
exactly.
you use a piercing rifle shot so you can see the carcass.
Yeah.
And that was
exactly.
the problem, is that Trump was just blowing into pieces with a shotgun.
Using a 12-gauge.
There was kind of not enough carcass left to kind of determine what happened.
Well, everybody's giving Biden credit for the vote based on sympathy. I mean,
yeah.
That's the only thing based on sympathy, because Trump acted like a bully.
Right.
But the issues are on Trump's side.
No, the issues are clearly on Trump's side, but one of the things, and you really noticed it watching it, and Trump never did it, and somebody posted this who I disagreed with, said, Trump talked to Biden, Biden talked to us. Biden kept turning and talking to the camera and talking to the people, and Trump needs to do more of that because he's good when he does it.
I agree.
All right, Matt, thank you for calling and listening from Mobile. I understand we're just about out of time. Don't forget the Daphne runoff coming up next week on Tuesday. I'm looking down my list. Oh, don't forget there's a big bombshell declassified information out there that Hillary approved a disinformation campaign to smear Trump with Russian collusion to distract from her illegal email and server and the handling of classified material. Folks, there's more of that to come. We're out of time, but look, have enjoy the fall weather. Enjoy college football is back. Have a great weekend. Honey, it's time to come home.